This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's time for the Chris Young Show, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And here he is, the Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young, here on The Fan. And a good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Doing well, thank you. What'd you think of that weekend? Successful, right?
Well, anytime you win series, you feel good about it. When you win the first two games of a series, you obviously want to get greedy and get the third. And we got off to a good start yesterday and had a 2-0 lead and couldn't hold it and really couldn't answer. And so taking 2 of 3 was a positive, but certainly anytime you can grab 3 of 3, you want to go for it. So now we've got that opportunity in Baltimore. It's a good team that hasn't really played up to their capabilities, so we've got our work cut out for us, but hopefully we can continue the progress we made in Pittsburgh and have a good series here.
So on being unable to hold the lead, where are you guys right now looking at Jack Leiter's recent run of starts?
Well, this is part of a normal progression with a young rookie starter. Most of you rookie starters go through their bumps in the road like this, and really what we want to find out is how he responds. We have a pretty good idea of some corrections he needs to make and just being more competitive in the strike zone and cleaning up a couple mechanical things. But, the stuff is there. His ability to compete, we've seen at times, is very, very good. So now it's the consistency, and that's the next step for him. But this is normal for a young starter. And there are times where the offense has to pick us up as well, that, you know, we're going to have these moments from Kamara, Jack, and other starters where we're going to give up a few runs, and there's times where we have to win a game offensively, and yesterday was one of those games, and we didn't do it.
How are you feeling right now about the lineup? As you mentioned, the issues with runners in scoring position, the timely hitting. I mean, I know that's things that it's cliche and we talk about, but certainly it's kind of hovering over the club right now.
No, you're right, and we know that, and I think that some of that's just the guys putting a little extra pressure on themselves in those situations, and we have to just relax and know that this is a team game, and if one guy doesn't get it done, the next guy certainly can pick his teammate up, and each guy doesn't have to do it every time they're up at the plate, but I think they're putting that individual pressure on themselves, and the game's hard, especially when you're pressing. And so we've got to find a way to get those big hits or have quality at-bats with runners in scoring position and start pushing across more runs. I think the difference from early in the season was that we really weren't getting opportunities with runners in scoring position. Now we are. We're putting base runners on base. We're getting opportunities with runners in scoring position. But now the next step is finding a way to get that big hit with the runner in scoring position and extending the inning.
Corey Seager is so fascinating and so great with his intensity and sort of this mystique behind his preparation. Is he one of the guys that's pressing? What's going on with Corey right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think Corey, he's such a perfectionist and he's so dedicated to his craft and he knows how important he is to our team. I have no doubt that he's pressing a little bit, and that's part of the issues that we're seeing in terms of his performance. But I also have complete confidence that this is Corey Seager, who's one of the best players in the game. He was an MVP candidate a couple years ago. He truly is a remarkable player and a special player, and he's going to get through this. He'll figure it out. But I think for everybody, all of our hitters, just to relax and go up there and just have quality at-bats and not put too much pressure, not expand, not let the situation dictate their mentality, rather let their mentality be the same in every situation. And I think if we can do that, we'll start scoring some runs here.
Hey, CY, I was just curious about with Osuna, how do you, on the major league level, measure like the amount of at-bats he's getting now as opposed to where he might be getting more appearances in the minor leagues? How do you have that balance there?
It's a great question. And, you know, the reality is we probably had to call him up a little bit earlier than we wanted. We would have preferred a little bit more developmental time in AAA. You know, we've tried to sprinkle in playing time for him to make sure that he doesn't sit too long. But it's a hard needle to thread when you're balancing winning and development. And the reality is that at some point we have to make a decision as a front office. If he's not getting enough playing time and it is impairing his development, we're going to need to get him back to AAA where he'll get at bats and continue his developmental progress.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so pretty cool here. There's some good things going on with this organization to keep you guys in the fight. And one of the cool things is six straight first-round picks on the big league club right now. How satisfied are you guys with the system producing big league talent overall?
Yeah, it's always important that you hit on your guys at the top of the draft. And to have six first-rounders in the big leagues right now is really awesome. I would add Evan Carter and Jake Latz to that list as well as homegrown players. Cole Wynn, obviously, in the bullpen is one of those first-rounders. But I think it's a great win developmentally. I think we're doing some very good things developmentally. Our PD group has done a tremendous job, our amateur scouting group. And, you know, this is a fun time of year for me organizationally because we're about to infuse the next round of talent into the organization. And anytime you bring in new talent, it just gives everybody some life. It interjects some life into the organization. And I think it's a great thing for us. And it's a fun time of year. So, but it is important that we continue that. And I think like you said, the number of first rounders in the big leagues right now, I think signifies in a lot of ways the success and the health of the organization.
And it was great how your scouts and you found and managed to sign some relievers, including a homegrown guy. I don't know if you've talked to you about Hobie Milner, but I mean, what a great contract to bring him in the year that he's having. Is this a guy you want to have around for a while?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, what Hobie's done, he's kind of been a jack of all trades for our bullpen and assumed a number of roles. He's pitched length a couple times, multiple innings. He's pitched leverage. He's not afraid of any situation. And it's really important that, you know, we continue to identify players like that, that we can find to bring in and get the best out of. Our player development group and our pro personnel group have done a tremendous job of identifying players across the league. And Hobie was one of those players. I'd put Sean Armstrong in that bucket. We traded for Robert Garcia. Really, we had to reconstruct the entire bullpen, and a number of those guys have been significant contributors to...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, what is the lowest lowest runs allowed pitching staff in the big leagues? So I'm very proud of the work our group has done, but we have to continue that. We need to continue to find ways to improve our team over the course of the season. And again, Mike Parnell, who leads our pro scouting department, he and his team have done a tremendous job, and very proud of the work they've done.
I mean, speaking of filling multiple roles, and you brought up Jacob Latz, do you view him as a starter?
we won't put limits on him. I think the most important thing for Jake is to find some success at the big league level and experience success, build that confidence. And then from there, he does have the quality of pitches to be a starting pitcher. So we won't put limits on him. Right now, we have him in a multi-inning relief role. I wouldn't put, I wouldn't rule out him being a closer at some point or a pitching leverage. But I also think he could start, and he's going to start tomorrow night, most likely, if Sean Armstrong doesn't open for him. But he's been so good of recent, and we just want to see him continue that. But I think you're seeing a pitcher who's pitching with confidence, who knows he belongs in the big leagues, who's got extreme talent, and it's kind of all come together right now. It's really fun to watch.
If I asked Chris Young, which I am right now, what kind of drafter would you be if you could trade picks? If you can move around a board and navigate with the way you kind of think things through, you think you would be, would that be something you would welcome?
Well, yes, I would, because I think it's just another creative way for organizations to improve their team. And I probably the best way to describe my style would be just aggressive in terms of if there's a player that I feel like is right for our organization or will help our team. I'm going to do what we can to try to put ourselves in the best position to acquire that player, whether it's in the draft or trades or free agency. And so that's probably the style. But I can't say that would always be trading up or selling picks or whatever. It would just be once we identify the talent we want, we will be aggressive in trying to acquire that player.
So the annual question of the injury updates with our arms here. When are we going to get to see Evo? I know we're all fired up for that. How are Mally, Gray, and Bradford all doing?
Yeah, Evo threw a live BP in Pittsburgh. He looked great. It was fun to see him out there. Ball was really jumping out of his hand. Our expectation, assuming the next couple days go well, is that he is going to jump back in the rotation this weekend, most likely Friday. It could be Saturday, but most likely Friday night. At home, so it'll be great to have Evo back. Cody Bradford and John Gray continue to make progress. Cody dealt with a little bit of a sickness last week that we had to kind of delay his schedule, so we're kind of getting him back to full health here, but he's doing wonderfully, and John Gray continues to make progress as well. He threw an up and down bullpen in Pittsburgh, kind of in between innings of Evo's live BP. So we're getting close to a live BP for Gray, and at which point he'll be ready for a rehab assignment as well. So we're making good progress there.
How were you doing last week on the other side of that Royal series? That tick you off?
Well, yeah, you know, we had a good weekend against the White Sox in sweeping them, and then obviously had a chance to make it a pretty good homestand by just winning one of three games against Kansas City, much less, you know, two of three and making it a great homestand going 5-1. And instead we got swept and went 3-3. And, you know, by a team that kind of came into the series struggling, it wasn't the best showing by our group offensively. We really struggled. We pitched okay. We really struggled offensively. And so it was important that we went into Pittsburgh and at least won the series. But yes, anytime you get swept and swept at home and swept by a team that, you know, really hasn't been playing well, it's frustrating. And so part of that is baseball, and part of that is just the story of our season thus far, is that we've had a lack of consistency, especially offensively. So I am, you know, I am excited about getting our group healthy and together. I hope that, like we said earlier, that the runners in scoring position opportunities are going to start leading to more runs. And when this team gets hot, if we pitch the way we've pitched and the offense improves, even just a little bit, a marginal improvement, it doesn't have to be a drastic improvement. I think we're going to win a lot more games.
Look at this OPS for Adolis Garcia, 871 in the month of June. I'd say we got that to head in the right direction, right?
There's no doubt. And the credit goes to Adolis, what he's done in terms of kind of a swing mechanic change and a mental change in terms of the approach. He's really executed very well. It's been fun to see. And I think it's a great example of the coaching staff being very proactive and making changes, identifying that what he was doing was not working. We had to make some changes, and that the player bought in and he was willing to commit to those changes. And the results have been very, very solid. So the hope is that he continues to do that in terms of the performance. But the commitment that he made is tremendous, and he deserves all the credit for the success he's having.
See, why we all love the home run, but you're so right with how well this pitching staff has been this year. Would you like to see a little bit more small ball? I've always had an appreciation for that. Maybe lay down some bunts, just anything you can to scrape away a couple runs.
Yeah, it's not necessarily small ball versus, you know, trying to play, I guess, big boy baseball and hit for power. I think what it is just adjusting to the need of the team. And the reality is that we have not slugged the way we expected to, and we're not scoring, you know, the five runs a game that maybe we had hoped to score coming into the season. You know, the bright side is that we don't need five runs a game to win. I think, you know, most people have probably identified the four number as the number we need, the magic number for us to score to win most games or have a very good chance of winning. And so I guess really what I'd say to answer your question is that I'm in favor of whatever style we need to play to get those four runs. And at times that is a small ball style of play. That is just executing with runners in scoring position. And it may be we get first and second and no outs, and we play for one run instead of a crooked number in those innings. And so, yes, I do support that. It's something Boach and I have talked about. It's not something Boach has done historically a lot over the course of his career from a managerial standpoint, but we both agree that there are moments now where perhaps we're better off just putting one runner on third base with less than two outs and trying to score one versus trying to play for three or four in a big inning.
I love it. First pitch in an hour, sir. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Have a great week, and we'll see you at the ballpark soon here.
Sounds good. Yeah, there he goes. CY would love to see him on an upcoming Friday during a homestand. Mariners in town this weekend. Are we out there again? Are we out there Friday?
Monday next week.
Monday next week we're out there. Okay, that's great. Okay, so we will see him a week from today out there at the Globe. That's going to be a big series, man. They got to take two or three here and then really grapple with the Mariners.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.